Ho, ho, ho! Greetings from the North Pole. This is Santa, and I want to give a big, warm North Pole welcome to all the boys and girls. Ho, ho, ho! The mommies and daddies and the grandmas and grandpas all around the world. And today, boys and girls, I've got a very, very ho, ho, ho interesting story to share with you. Today was supposed to be a work day up here at the North Pole, and what we were attempting to get done today was, in a few days, the North Pole Express will be making its stop up here, and it'll be bringing the initial supplies that we need to get started on, ho, 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 building the toys for all the boys and girls around the world. And so today, I was going to work with the elves and have them start cleaning the toy shop so we can get everything, ho, 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 clean and proper so we could bring the supplies in and get started right away. So we met this morning, and I gave the elves some tasks to get done, and I went off to go, ho, 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 visit Elf Eddie in the reindeer barn to make sure we get the reindeer ready to help us unload the North Pole Express in a couple of days. And when I went back to the toy shop, why, ho, 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 once again, there was all kind of commotion going on in the toy shop. And from the best I can tell, the elves were busy inventing new games for them to play. And one of the games that it looks like they invented, ho, 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 is some sort of a chair race. And what they did is they put about four or five elves in those chairs, you know, boys and girls, that have the wheels on the bottom. And then four or five elves were behind the chairs, and they were running and pushing them all over the inside of the toy shop. And they had like four or five of those chairs all ready to go. And they were racing from one end of the toy shop, ho, 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 to the other end of the toy shop. And they were laughing and cheering and clapping and having a good old time. So nobody got hurt, which was good news. But the elves had a lot of fun doing that. But ho, 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 they did not get their work done at all. And then the second game I think they invented, ho, 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 was, can you wrap a reindeer with Christmas wrapping paper? Ho, ho, ho. And I feel sorry for poor Vixen, because I think he was just the wrong reindeer in the wrong place today, because it looks like those elves, ho, 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 it looks like they used some treats, and they coaxed Vixen in through the back doors, and they had him standing in the middle of the toy shop, ho, 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 while a bunch of the elves had some wrapping paper, and they were trying to wrap Vixen from head to toe, and do his antlers. They had a big ho, ho, ho red bow to put on his antlers. And I think it was that time, boys and girls, that Vixen had had just about enough. And the elves were doing their best to try to wrap him all up. And Vixen was doing his best to get away from them. And then ho, 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 he got up on his back legs and kind of grunted and snorted. And the last I saw of Vixen, ho, 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 he was running out the back door of the toy shop, and he still had the red ribbon up on top of his antlers and a big long trail of ho, ho, ho wrapping paper as he was headed out towards the woods and I suppose back to the reindeer barn. And then finally, boys and girls, and this one created a ho, 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 a big mess up here, is we have these large vacuum cleaners that collect ho, 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 they collect all the sawdust as we're cutting things out to make the toys for the boys and girls. And then once a day, we have to empty all that sawdust. Well, I think those elves, ho, 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 thought it would be really funny to reverse the switch on those vacuums. And then instead of the vacuum sucking up all the sawdust, it was, ho, 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 blowing sawdust all over the toy shop. And all the elves were dancing around, and they were pointing, and they kept saying, look, Santa, ho, 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 it's snowing inside the toy shop. It's snowing, it's snowing. And I guess it looked like snow to them, boys and girls, but it was sawdust everywhere that you could see inside the toy shop. So, ho, 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 needless to say, those elves and I, we spent the next several hours trying to clean sawdust up from everywhere, pick up all of that wrapping paper that they used to ho, 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 wrap poor Vixen, and try to get all the chairs back in place. But I'm happy to report, boys and girls, we got all the work done, and just as I was turning the lights off in the toy shop to head ho, 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 back home to have dinner with Mrs. Claus and the elves, I looked back, and the toy shop looked absolutely beautiful, boys and girls. So I know that we're all ready, and in a couple of days, we'll have the North Pole Express up here, and it'll bring, some much-needed supplies. And then the elves and I, just as quick as you could snap your fingers, will be started building the toys. So boys and girls, that's a little update as to what was happening today at the North Pole, and as in most cases, in the very end, things turned out very well, but those elves sure had a lot of mischievous fun up here at the North Pole. So boys and girls, I'm going to finish for now, and then I'll let you know when the North Pole Express gets up here and we get all the supplies brought into the toy shop. But remember, continue to be as good as you can be, and make sure you listen to your mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and teachers and do what they ask you to do. And always remember, boys and girls, it's always a special bonus when you do nice things for people and they don't even have to ask you to do that. So until next time, this is Santa all the way from the North Pole, reminding you to be as good as you possibly can be at all times. And I'll be speaking to you in just a few days once the North Pole Express gets up here and we get started unloading the supplies.